Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, that didn't happen. That's the lie detector going off. Because Omar Khan, I think, behind the scenes, wanted to trade George Pickens the entire time, and he was just waiting out Jerry Jones. P.T. Barnum said he's the guy that ran the circus, and rubes would show up and watch elephants crap, and people walk on tight ropes and bearded ladies and whatnot. People put their heads in tigers' mouths and things like that, and he said, a sucker's born every minute. Well, they finally found one.
Did he also say a fool and his money are soon parted?
No, and the same thing I guess you could say about Jerry Jones here because, he's going with George Pickens for a third-round pick. And I, for one, love it. We'll open up the phone lines, 412-928-9370. This is one of my favorite trades in Steelers history, and I think it has the chance to be one of the best trades in Steelers history.
Better than the Bettis trade?
Probably not.
Okay.
That's why I said one of.
Wanted to undercut you right away. Here's another Latin or like goofy phrase that I've got for this trade. You ready? It's directed at Jerry Jones.
We're getting Latin lessons to start the show?
Caveat emptor. Do you know what that one is, Pony?
Donnie, are you going to have caveat emptor hour on Bucko Talk Saturday?
I use that phrase normally, yeah.
Buyer beware. That's what I would tell Jera. Buyer beware. What Pony just played there is the exact reason that sometimes people like me, sometimes people like Pony, oftentimes people with Twitter handles like Pickensburg or Pickens God or
Man, a pop for those
Pickens
guys
Source,
to start the show.
It's that kind of a play that you just heard is the reason why a lot of people would put up with, rationalize, try to explain away a lot of the George Pickens headaches, because the George Pickens highs were great, but the George Pickens lows were very often very low and were too frequent. I am very happy that he is gone. I think Jerry Jones kind of waited out Omar Khan first, because I think Omar would have loved to have done this during the draft and gotten a this year third round pick. So I do think he might have gotten waited out here in the first place, because now, and we can get to the downstream effects of this later, he didn't have a chance to reload at wide receiver behind George Pickens. But
I don't agree with that.
You
by
got
the way.
I know you don't agree with that because you, I'm sure, have thought of how Robert Woods maybe in his 33 or his 1,000
yards. Keenan Allen's still a free agent, and I think Allen's just as good, if not better, than
Pickens. Are they going to go sign Keenan Allen?
I don't know yet, but if they do, then I'll like the trade even more.
He's not better than George Pickens. He's less volatile. And at this point, they have a George Pickens level athlete at DK Metcalf. They actually don't need another George Pickens. They need somebody more reliable. I'm just bottom line glad that they are not going into the 2025 season with the foolish notion that George Pickens is suddenly going to wise up and play hard for his next contract. I was concerned after being the guy who called the shot and said they'd trade him during the draft. By the second day of the draft, he'd no longer be a Steeler. Once that came and went, I was concerned that not only would I be wrong, but that they would have a powder keg next to a lit fuse all year, or a fuse waiting to be lit. Now they don't. Now George Pickens, who is, other than Martavis Bryant in my lifetime, the most raw, physically gifted player I've ever seen suit up at wide receiver for the Steelers in my lifetime. I am thrilled that I do not have to worry myself or concern myself with what George Pickens is going to show up on a Sunday or what George Pickens is going to be posting during the week. He's the Dallas Cowboys' problem now. They got a third-round pick. Goodbye.
He feels like he was put on this earth to play for the Cowboys because they tend to gravitate towards guys who behave like that, and the Steelers do too. They draft them, but then, to their credit, they usually find the right expiration date or the right time to get off the roller coaster, and they did here because they, I think, still got a good pick back. I mean, we had people telling us during the draft that they needed to get a second-round pick. That was not going to happen for a rental. That was not going to happen for a team that is going to try to stupidly see how this goes with George and then possibly reward him with a contract at the end of the year. He's just not wired that way. It's amazing how many people that have defended him and come up with these stupid Twitter handles and are sycophants and jabronis that they thought this guy was going to have this great awakening and the light bulb was finally going to go on. There are, every year, there's a guy that comes into the NFL who plays wide receiver who's like this. Extremely talented, looks like he can make every play, but the light bulb never comes on.
And Kadarius Toney fit that bill?
The Steelers have had several of them. You named Martavis Bryant. He's another one for whatever reason. They tried it. It worked initially until it didn't. And the guy was a migraine headache just about every week or every other week where it was something new with him. And they're telling you that, yes, they could have this dynamic 1-2 punch of two freak of nature raw athletes at wide receiver, but they don't want to do that. I mean, it is true if they really wanted to, they could go the Eagles or Bengals route because they don't have a big quarterback under contract and pay two big wide receivers a lot of money. But they think it's a dumb idea, and they're right. The Steelers don't get everything right, but this is something I agree with them on. You just don't do long-term business with someone who is as untrustworthy as this guy. And the thought that he was going to show up in what? Aaron Rodgers was going to get him on the straight and narrow? Aaron Rodgers probably would have thrown him off the practice field a week into Latrobe if he didn't like the route that he ran or he thought he was giving half-ass effort.
He'd have gone
it was
Pat,
not going to work with those two.
He'd have gone on
two.
Pat McAfee's exactly. show and he'd have said, you know, George, we've got to work on something with George. George would have then taken his Instagram account and changed his profile picture to, a picture of a knife or a gun or something. Something insane, like what classic wide receiver posting, they call it. And it would have been a news cycle in and of itself. It would have been a disaster. Now he goes to the place where they love to stockpile those guys.
I do think it's an addition by subtraction.
Easter was a while ago. I feel like I'm like a very famous historical figure washing my hands of this situation, Pony.
Yeah, we can talk about like the fact that they get their hands dirty with wide receivers and that they have to wash their hands of guys and they can't give out second contracts. And when they do with Deontay Johnson, for example, they almost immediately regret it. I mean, they do have a type, and this keeps kind of blowing up in their face. Now, they've gotten out of trouble a couple times with Chase Claypool, and now this trade where they find a desperate team like the Raiders or the Cowboys to take their dirty laundry or to take their problems off their hands, but it keeps happening, so it's kind of a redundant thing that they don't seem to learn their lesson from, and you can't say it works because they don't win. You know, it would be one thing.
They don't learn their lesson because the head coach thinks every time he sees a guy like
right.
that, I can. It's the meme where it's in a relationship. I can fix him.
He thinks he's the house of good shepherd for these wide receivers, and he can get them here, and he can get them to buy in and change. At least he can get them to buy in enough where the things that go on social media and on the field don't.
The juice is worth the squeeze.
Right. They don't add up and they're not more than, say, the great plays that they make. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we see the complaints, people saying that, oh, they have a wide receiver problem just like they did last year. They're no better, even though DK Metcalf is much better and much more dependable and reliable than George Pickens. So I don't even agree with that. And I do, I'm saying I think it could go down as one of the best trades because we'll see where that pick goes and how it gets used. And if it gets bundled together or if it gets thrown into a deal to help them get their quarterback of the future and their long-term answer at the most important position in football. Because that's what this is all about. The Steelers right now, it's not about trying to, obviously fans know this, it shouldn't be about extending Mike Tomlin's non-losing winning streak. It shouldn't just be about ending their playoff win drought. It's about finding the answer at quarterback to make you a viable threat consistently. And they don't have that right now. And getting assets are things that help you get that, make you potentially better. And I see this as a way to do that. If I thought George was the type of guy who could make quarterbacks better because of the way he plays and performs, then I would disagree with this trade. But he doesn't do that enough. And anybody who thinks he has in the past is lying to themselves. And anybody who thinks he would change who he is this year, I think is just being gullible and being naive about the situation.
He makes quarterbacks better like in a one-play vacuum. Kenny Pickett throws a ball outside where it should be. He can go get it. But like in the aggregate, George Pickens does not like elevate a quarterback in an offense to greater than it otherwise would be. Every period of time with him, if you want to look back at it, where things were quote-unquote good, feels like if you're in a tumultuous relationship where one party is always, they just have a bad temper, you get into bad verbal altercations all the time. In the interim periods where you're not yelling at each other, you're always waiting for the yelling to start again. I think about the three-game stretch where Mason took over and Pickens put up big numbers in those first two games, and Tomlin's caught on the sidelines making sure everyone hears him, or everyone, you know, the mics catch him saying, pass it to close it out, pass it, Pickens, close it out. And George looks like he's the happiest guy ever. He goes into the Ravens game, they don't target him, and Orlovsky is practically begging for a blow-up in the ESPN booth. Never happens. Ultimately, those are always just small periods between the storms with him. And now, listen, I don't think this is going to happen. If it does, God bless Dak Prescott. I do not think it's going to end well for Dallas. Mm-mm. Now that George Pickens, even with a better quarterback, I think we should all be able to acknowledge Dak Prescott's better than what threw to George for his 3 years here. George is now in a place where he is the number two wide receiver on a team. There is no question about it. And the number one guy is one of the five best in the league. I have a very hard time. And CeeDee Lamb is not a shrinking violet who's going to go, oh, okay, George, you need to come in here and assert your dominance. I get it. It is not, I think, going to end well for Dallas, even though I'm sure Jerry thinks he just got the steal of the century.
I think it's going to be a lot like Deontay Johnson all over again. The only way his situation has materially changed is that he has a better quarterback. Dak Prescott is better than Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph or Will Howard. That's it. He's not getting paid yet. They're going to make him go out and earn it, which is the same issue he had with the Steelers dilemma. And yeah, the targets and opportunities are not going to be as plentiful because there's one of the best wide receivers already on that roster. 412-928-9370, taking your reaction to the George Pickens trade. Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? 412-928-9370. Donnie, your 2 cents.
I'm no fan of George Pickens, but I thought the time to do this would have been 2 weeks ago during the draft or leading up to the draft. And I don't even care if they didn't get a pick back that was as good as what they got. They went into the draft seemingly without the plan of, well, what about us getting rid of George? And I don't want to hear any of this, oh, this just came out of nowhere. The Steelers didn't have this on their docket. They thought that George was going to play ball.
People say you can sell them a bridge.
Every single person saw this coming. They went into the draft. They didn't pick a receiver with any of their selections. Like, they should have handled that differently because they are now put into, not maybe not the same, but in a similar position as to last year, where they're left with one good receiver, a has-been in Robert Woods, and a handful of throwaways.
So I do have a couple of thoughts on what you said about, like, they should have handled it better at the draft. I firmly believe they were trying to, and teams waited them out. I also think to some extent, now I wish they would have had a receiver, I wish they'd have gotten it done at the draft. Once you don't get the trade done, though, say you do draft a receiver in the draft, I think it kneecaps a little bit your ability to trade the guy now. If everyone knows it's borrowed time, he's not going to be there because you drafted somebody, say, in the third round. Or like even when you
so
drafted.
What?
I
think most teams would have looked at that and said, well, they're definitely trading him. We're not going to give you a third. We'll maybe give you a fourth.
Well, I think Jerry probably still would have eventually caved on that.
Because he overpaid for Trey Lance, yes.
Donnie, you would have...
I think Dallas also got more for Jonathan friggin' Mingo than what the Steelers just got. But
you would have rather them trade Pickens for less before the draft or during the draft than get the third round pick next year? Did I hear you say that?
Go into the draft with a plan to actually take a receiver, which they had a pretty good one fall into their lap at 123. They took Jack Sawyer, the Stanford kid.
A.M. Menor?
Yeah.
So in hindsight, you would have done that instead.
Yeah, we knew this was coming. I'm not going to listen to anybody who claims like this came out of the blue and this wasn't in their plans. We knew that this was going to happen. at some point. That was the moment that they traded for DK Metcalf, it was, well, George is going to ask out. George is going to be pissed off.
I just disagree with that because I'd rather have the pick for next year that's better, Chris, to help me get a quarterback than have an extra pick to take a wide receiver in the draft this past April.
I mean,
because it's about the quarterback and not about like what their record is in 2025. So
but
what?
But to them, their record does matter.
I don't give a crap what they think, though. I'm talking about as a fan. Like, I'm supposed to get inside their brain and like only make moves like based on what their expectations are.
The real justification, I think we could actually all agree on for why, even if I would have liked to have tried to see them make this deal during the draft, just because I think it would have been a little more seamless. The downstream effect of only making it now. This roster is appreciable. If they don't sign like a Keenan Allen, for example, this roster is appreciably worse than it was with Pickens on it. That theoretically should help you be even worse this coming year, which means it might not cost you as much to go up and get the guy you want to get.
And I would be fine with that plan, but we know just how they are. And I know we can talk all we want.
They can make Mason Rudolph run the triple option this year and go 10-7.
They will refuse to be bad. They traded for DK Metcalf. They are courting Aaron Rodgers at every turn. They are not looking at this season like a tank job.
So I think Omar's trying to set it up for one, but Mike never will. Mike will never look at it that way.
So you would have taken the fourth round pick from the Cowboys then during the draft, which was allegedly offered.
Yeah, and I would have taken a receiver.
So you don't like this trade then, it sounds like.
I mean, I'm not going to act like it's one of the greatest trades in Steelers history.
I think it has a shot because I think the dude is a complete a-hole and would have never helped them win.
I mean, I think great trade in Steelers history. I just think of the Bettis trade. Whenever you're dumping a guy for, not dumping a guy for a third round pick, but you're trying to move on from a player because it has become so toxic, you can't quite put it in that stratosphere. One brings you a Hall of Fame player that defines your offense for a decade.
Yeah, I said one of. I didn't say it's the best.
I think it's a very good trade because George Pickens is no longer a Steeler, and the time had already passed for that to become a reality. So when that came down the pike at 6:50 this morning, we get a Shefty bomb. I had you guys texted by 6:58. I beat you to the punch, Donnie. That's how much I was excited to tell
you
about
it. Now, if you guys could go back 2 weeks ago, would you have taken Matthew Golden?
Over Harmon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have, but I would have said that. You know how I liked Golden, and
I wouldn't have just because I didn't like Golden that much. Mainly just player.
Yeah, I would have done that, but I would have taken Brian Thomas Jr. over Fautanu, and I would have taken Addison over Broderick Jones. Like I feel like they should have been using picks on wide receivers.
Donnie, before when you were just a pup in the first your teen round. Years, one of Pony's very famous takes in the earlier days of the station was
offensive linemen don't
winning
matter.
In the trenches is overrated. It's one of the big football truisms that's not actually true.
Tell and Andy that
the Philadelphia Eagles have clearly proven Pony right with that the last.
Tell
couple
the
years.
08 Steelers that I was wrong.
Well, they had Ben Roethlisberger and an all-time defense.
Flip the order of those two. They had an all-time defense. And
ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment. Get cash out. Pay off credit cards. And best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Figure that out, but that's not a problem as I see it. Guys that want to be significant reasons why we're successful, guys that have the talent to do so, I'll stand in line for those issues.
Were you able to talk to George about the acquisition issue with DK yet at all?
I've talked to George, but I don't think I've talked to George about the acquisition of DK, no.
And Mike Tomlin won't be talking to George Pickens anymore because he's a goner. He's headed to Dallas. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I love the trade. Mulsey really likes it. Donnie, not a big fan of it. How about you? 412-928-9370. Let's start with John in Arizona. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love the show.
Thank you.
Appreciate you taking the call.
Yep.
I love this trade personally, and because we know, you know, Steelers know, they don't have any chance of winning the Super Bowl, so they need to start looking at this from a long-term investment. So might as well get the capital now and plan for next year, and hopefully maybe draft a receiver next year, get their quarterback, and actually gives us some hope that Tomlin maybe is changing his ways.
So for the record, I don't think that's the real reason why they're doing this. I'm saying I like the trade because I think it might yield that in terms of having that pick to take a quarterback, to take a quarterback or help them get a quarterback. But I don't think that's the reason why they did it. I think they, to Donnie's point, they still believe they can win this year, but they think they're better off without George. It's really just a very anti-George Pickens opinion that the organization had.
100%. They were tired of him. I thought, even though Mike Tomlin, after he said what I'm going to reference here, went right back to defending Pickens, I still felt like you crossed a Rubicon there with him when Mike publicly said, because he hates nothing more than actually throwing a player under the bus to the media, right?
Yep.
When he said George needs to grow up, I feel like we all should have taken everything the organization said and thought about him before that moment. And everything they said and did after, no matter what it was going to be publicly, when he finally broke character a little bit and said he's got to grow up.
It was an honest
moment. He's pissing
me
off. Yes. It wasn't press conference Mike. It was, yes, I am the Mike Tomlin. I don't show you guys in the media. I'm annoyed by this guy. I'm sick of being made to look stupid by him. That was a line in the sand,
I thought.
But then
he immediately jumped back into the Venus flytrap for two reasons. He knew that he needed to coddle George in order to get an engaged George or attempt to get an engaged George. And the second thing was he didn't have other wide receivers on the roster who were good enough where if he took playing time away from George or disciplined George, they could pick up the
and
slack.
That's what I said about the Metcalf trade. That was the one thing that when we were treating this at least like he might start the season with the Steelers still, I said the only thing that's going to be different that could change his behavior is they have Metcalf and they didn't before.
PM team caller of the year, Anthony in Oakland joins us next. Hello, Anthony.
Fellas. And let me give you guys a quick history lesson first, as far as wide receivers in Pittsburgh goes. This is not new. Chuck Noll, in his first year, inherited the best player on the Pittsburgh Steelers at that time, named Roy Jefferson. He didn't want to go in the same direction as Chuck Noll, and the next year, in 1970, he was traded. You had, in the early 70s, you had Frank Lewis and Ron Shanklin. They didn't want to listen to Noll. In 74, he got Swan and Stallworth and got rid of those guys. Plex didn't get a second contract. This isn't new. But what it says to me is Aaron Rodgers is not coming to Pittsburgh. And I've been telling people that who want to listen. If there was nothing prohibiting him from signing a contract and still doing all of his Adventures in Paradise stuff, but he hasn't. So they've realized that now, and they're going to go with Mason Rudolph and Will Howard. And look, you know, Green Bay, supposedly, they're not going to keep Christian Watson or Romeo Doves. One of those two are gone. So you grab one of those guys and bring them in, and you move forward.
I don't think that this has anything to do with Aaron Rodgers. In fact, I think Rodgers was probably notified because he's in constant communication with Mike Tomlin that this might happen or was going to happen. And I don't think it changes Aaron Rodgers' opinion whatsoever. In fact, I think it might make it more likely he comes here.
He'd rather deal with one alpha wide receiver?
Yeah, I don't think it's a coincidence that he never got together with Pickens and threw him the ball.
That does free up some roster spot or a roster spot potentially for one of the Aaron Rodgers fun team.
Yeah, we could get Jordy Nelson here. We could get James Jones off of TV. My buddy, I can text him, maybe ask.
Who would be the Aaron Rodgers?
Greg Jennings.
Who would
Greg
be
Jennings,
the Aaron Rodgers super friends that you would like have assembled?
Antonio
a bunch of wide
Freeman,
receivers?
Sterling Sharp, Bubba Franks. Are any of those guys available?
I always thought Franks was more of a far.
How about Don Hudson? Can we get him out of the retirement?
He's naming every Packers receiver ever. You forgot Robert Brooks, big number 87.
Pittsburgh would love Jordy Nelson.
By the way, Romeo Doves would look good in black and gold.
Hard hat.
Plays the game the right way.
Have you ever seen a player more cerebral? Have you ever seen a headier player at the position than 6'3", 210 Jordy Nelson?
We'll see. I mean, I am not going to bet on Aaron Rodgers to come here, and it has nothing to do with this George Pickens trade. It's because the guy's flaky, mercurial, and who knows what he's going to do. You can't trust Aaron Rodgers as far as you can throw him, but I don't think that this is a sign or a clue that he's not coming here. We'll see. Here's John in Zealand Opal. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, so I do like the trade. I think it was a smart decision because I feel like one of the last straws that broke the camel's back was on Christmas Day. He showed up 2 hours late, we heard, you know, after the season, of course. Tomlin made up excuses for him. But, I mean, well, if
Tomlin
he's going to be 2 hours late.
Tomlin didn't even remember that incident, man. I mean, that was like a couple weeks ago, and it was tough.
He had temporary amnesia that day,
tough
John.
Tough for Mike to he's like the guy from Memento. He needs to write that stuff down on a piece of paper in front of him or have it tattooed to him.
Exactly. And you guys are talking to somebody that gets to every Steeler game 5 hours before the game. So if I can do that to tailgate, he could sure do that to show up to play football, right?
You would think. It was more that when he did that, that's bad enough no matter what. When you're coming off of an injury and you haven't played in a couple weeks and you come after the inactives are listed, so like they haven't even had a chance to see if you test out your leg, if you're going to be healthy, and then you dog a route and that play happens to result in an interception, all of that just compounds and looks worse and worse.
I think the owner's involved here too. I think the owner does not want to reward a guy who's behaved like Pickens. He got nationally embarrassed. Art Rooney did when he put that eye black on, always effing open. Dulac wrote a column, and I believe Jerry's reporting on this, about how offended the Rooney family was that this is a, you know, good Catholic family. He played that card. And I could see, like, old school Art being like, I'm not going to, and this guy would have to be a spectacular player for me to reward him with a second contract. And George didn't do enough to make him break a rule on that. So, look,
can you imagine if a message on iBlack is actually the true straw that broke the camel's back?
I'm just saying, like, it's a glimpse into how a guy is wired and how he's going to behave. And then he didn't do himself any favors by picking fights during plays and during games and taking plays off that led to interceptions and everything. I mean,
Pickens was a lot of fun for other people who weren't Steelers fans to watch play. You'd watch like the national analysts who just like to make jokes every so often. They thought George Pickens was a real gas.
Listen to Joe and Pop today and every Wednesday for the Starkey Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Runs every Wednesday through Friday at noon on the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Moving up the Donnie Football Debrief because of Pirates Baseball, and it is sponsored by Saloni's, Italian bread company, over 100 years of baking experience. Go ahead, Don.
The Debrief, May 7, 2025. I've seen a few people on the text line ask this. I'm sure there are others out there that are curious too. Does this mean that DK Metcalf gets his old number back?
No, I don't think so.
Because didn't he already commit to it and they sold a bunch of jerseys?
Yeah,
so it's
got to
be for at least 1 year.
I think they'd have to run a promotion where everybody that bought that jersey could trade it in. But that just seems like a lot of work.
Didn't the Rams have to do that because of Nacua?
Yeah, he gave his number to Davante Adams.
Yeah, and he said he was going to go back to, what, 12?
But Metcalf was very diplomatic about not wanting to step on Pickens' toes. And so I think he'll just look to carve out a new look for himself here would be my guess. But
it'd be tempting, though. He probably feels like stupid. Like, why couldn't they have just told me they were probably going to trade him? But then if he doesn't offer to switch his number, then everyone knows
what's
that there's
going
a fight
on.
Brewing. Yeah.
Yep.
Good point. What number would you pick if you were an athlete? You just picking a number.
69.
Okay, but say you weren't a guy who could wear 69 because it wasn't allowed for your position.
66?
Mario Lemieux erasure? I mean, come on, you can't use that number. Well, I guess you can because, DeCastro was 66.
99?
Kiesel. I was always 40 in, like, sports because I either wore 4 as a kid or then, like, 40 for basketball.
Gale Sayers.
Who are the good 40s? Sayers is a great 40. There's an NHL.
Pat Tillman was 40.
There's an NHL player right now who's really good who wears 40, and I can't think of who it is. There's an NBA. There's a really good NBA player who wears 40 that I'm blanking on right now.
Yeah, nobody cares.
I care.
Okay, that's one person. Let's open up to the text line. Do they care right now who the good number 40 in the NBA is? Yes or no? Donnie, you seem to think that Metcalf is going to be hurt by this trade. because now he's running into the same problem George had. Teams can just load up to stop him, right?
Well, I mean, we got to have no fear. We got Robert Woods now in the offense.
You think Robert Woods actively his body creaks when he runs?
I will at least.
And we have Roman Wilson, man. Oh, there's a lot of that untapped.
Well, hey, Jeremy Fowler said
all year.
Jeremy Fowler said the Steelers are counting on a big year two jump from Roman Wilson.
Quote, does that mean he just plays like actual snaps of football?
Yeah,
because
I mean,
that would constitute one.
Yeah. The guy played, what, a half dozen snaps last year?
This offseason, he looks like a different player than from his injury-riddled rookie campaign. Now, how could they know that? They've basically just been working out over there.
The drills he's been doing have looked incredibly crisp. I'm sure they looked crisp before he got hurt.
Wears a helmet in two games this year. See, we told you, big jump.
He is a small guy.
By the time he turns 30, he'll have his first reception.
But he is a good guy and a tough guy, and I'm not ready to totally give up on Roman Wilson.
Yeah, you are, but you saw him on a flight.
It feels like they are.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's working against that point by me. But now they're not. They've done a 180. They were giving up on it, but now they're giving into him and believing in him again, according to Fowler. All right. Here is Neil in Coriopolis on the trade. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how you guys doing? I think it's a great trade. I think that when you get rid of toxic positivity and extreme toxicity, that locker room is rejoicing once again. And these guys can gel together. And then you get, I mean, earlier they said on the show that Pickens and Metcalf, it's like almost like, I'm like, they're not the same guy. Metcalf doesn't give up. He, like that one play where he tackles a guy. I mean, Pickens, they're the totally opposite player. So I think it's just way better for everybody, way better for any quarterback to not have to deal with George Pickens in Dallas. He's probably going to regret it, but maybe it'll be a fresh start. But I don't think that you're going to change your colors when you're George Pickens at, what, 23, 24 years old?
That's the funny part.
I agree with most of that.
I agree with the majority of it, too. And I think that last point, they probably think he will because Prescott's better than anybody the Steelers have been putting out there. And Lamb is an obvious alpha dog number one. And I'm sure on some level they think that'll change the way George Pickens approaches this. To which I would say, you haven't really been paying close attention to George Pickens, have you?
Ring the bell. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates. Lower your mortgage payment, get cash out, or pay off credit cards. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.